Joined now by Jessica Baer. Jessica is joining us to talk about a foundation she started a couple years ago in Corey's Love. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Now, what was your reasoning behind starting Corey's Love?
So in 2023, I lost my oldest son, Corey Montgomery, from an overdose of heroin and fentanyl. So I took what I think was meant to break me and to turn it into something good that could prevent other mothers from losing their children.
And you started a nonprofit, and you guys have multiple events you put on each year. I've not witnessed this, but I know I've been told there's no greater pain than losing a child. But from this, you've begun something, and you were saying during the break, Hal, if one person lives on because of this, then everything was worth it. What was your process like getting to the point where you were able to start Corey's Love?
So when I lost him, obviously I was completely shattered. It honestly took a lot of God. I was so broken that honestly I was not even going to church anymore. I had just kind of given up. And I met with who is now my pastor, Patrick Blackman. I go to Bethlehem Baptist Church. And he basically said, "Did you pray for God to heal him?" Well, of course I did. I prayed that every night, every day, probably about 50 billion times a day. And he said, "He's healed. He's in heaven. Mm. He's exactly where he is supposed to be." And I knew right then that was God speaking to me. He had given the preacher the words to say what he was telling me. And I said, "I need to turn this pain into something better than what the devil meant it to be." We started Corey's Love, and we're here to help anybody who needs help.
You said something really interesting in terms of reaching other parents, that it's almost a fear that some people have that if you talk about it, it's somehow going to increase the chance of it happening to you. Like they don't want to be close to it, like it's somehow contagious or something. But you have found through talking and working through even your church and the youth group there volunteering to share and learn that it's actually quite the opposite. Can you explain a little bit more what you meant by that?
Yeah, so my thoughts is if we educate the young folks early on and they really understand the dangers and what their family might possibly have to go through, obviously nobody wants to hurt their mother. I've never met a person that says, "Yeah, I'd like to see my mom cry." When you're going through these things of addiction, that's all your mom's going to do. A mom is only as happy as their saddest child.
100%.
So
100%.
Yeah, just making sure they understand that it's going to be a huge financial burden on your family and emotional, and not just your mom, your entire family. It went through my entire family, all the way to Corey's aunts, uncles, cousins. It has really affected everyone.
It's not that you didn't try.
Right.
I mean, rehabilitation. Tell us about the different ways that you tried to reach your son.
So, yeah, he has been to countless rehabs all over, not only South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida, and sober living houses. We put in a lot of money. And if love could have saved him, he'd be right here beside me right now. But, you know, addiction doesn't work that way. And I don't know how somebody can go through recovery and stay in recovery versus someone not. I don't have that answer. I don't know what clicks for some and it doesn't for others. But what I know is no one should ever, ever feel guilty for recovering and my son not. Because my son is healed. He is fine. He is in heaven. That is something I get asked a lot. Like, I've had people come to me crying, "Why am I here and your son's not?" Don't ever think that way. Praise God that they're here. I am never upset that somebody made it through and mine didn't, because my son's okay.
You know, that's a God thing. I'm just sorry, but that's the peace.
Yes.
Even though we don't understand, there's peace, and there's the ability to celebrate joy with those whose children recovered, because there's that message of hope as well.
Yes.
When is this event?
So it is September the 12th, which is a Saturday. It starts at 4 p.m. At that point, we'll have vendors between 4 and 5:30. It will be resource vendors within our community and outskirts of our community. It will be rehabs, sober living houses, all different kinds of resources that if you're struggling or know someone struggling, there's help on the ground waiting to push you in the right direction, give you some type of direction. Because I've been that mama scared, not knowing where to turn. This is a great opportunity to use these resources.
Jessica, where will the event be held?
It will be at Bethlehem Baptist Church. That's 1841 Rocky River Road in Lancaster, South Carolina.
And it starts at 4 o'clock. If this is something, do folks need to register in advance, or can they just show up?
No, they can just show up. At 5:30, we will blow bubbles to heaven. That will be in remembrance of the ones we've lost. We will have a band there playing, some gospel music, so you can sit around and enjoy that. We've got fun things for the kids, so don't be discouraged. If you have little ones, we'll be doing face painting. There'll be lots of things for the entire family.
If folks want more information, not just about this event, but about Corey's Love, the nonprofit in general, what's the best way to get in touch?
So we have a website. You can go to Corey's Love website, or you can go to our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm. That website is Corey's Love, LOVE.com?
.org.
.org. So Corey'sLove.org is the best way. And I know she got a Facebook page here as well. If you just search Corey's Love, it pops right up.
I love the name of your organization because I know Corey loved you so very much. I just think so many people, as you say, don't realize that one first pill, could change everything.
It did. It was one mistake. People shouldn't die from one mistake. Mm-hmm. And that's what's so sad about this addiction. I call it Corey's Love because Corey had the biggest heart I think I've ever seen. So he made me so proud of that big heart.
Well, you do too. I see where you got it from. Thank you for being with us.
Yeah.
Jessica, thank you. And we look forward to the big event next Saturday.